Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday, The Buzz 24/7. Craig, Laura, Roadkill, Kelly. Kayla's doing stuff. But, yeah, it's brought to you by our friends at New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. DRD.
Who?
Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff. The embezzler or whatever.
Is he in jail still?
He died in jail.
Yep. Oh, good.
Dead in prison.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say good. But, yes, good.
It's got to suck,
a lot of people.
Dying in prison.
Yeah.
Why?
You screw that many people over, guess what?
Oh,
you
no,
deserve
no.
to die.
I don't.
Oh, sorry. What does that mean?
Well, kind of.
I mean, he screwed so
no,
many
I'm not,
people.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you, just that you
I
normally,
mean.
You are this a little bit nicer.
This is a weird side for you.
Yeah.
Well, not when it comes to, yeah.
He destroyed people's lives.
Yeah, people.
Screw him.
Saved and.
I meant in general, just the dying in prison thing has to kind of suck.
Well, maybe once you're in prison, you'd just rather die, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
See, I always think of that too. Like, I feel like, you know, sometimes I'm like, put them to death. And then I'm like, yeah, you know what? But then they're not suffering. Then you're just dead and you're in your carcass. And what did you have to suffer? If you're in jail, you have to suffer.
You know?
And sometimes I think that suffering might be worse than just off in them.
Yeah, I'd rather have them out, to be honest with you. And I know Kelly and I both disagree on the death penalty, and that's
for
fine.
I appreciate
his point of view. But I just think that there are certain crimes when, yeah, I don't want to be footing the bill for you to eat, drink, and have a square meals or whatever.
Yeah, see,
stuff.
And I'm with you on that, but don't you think that it gets in their mind? Like, say, okay, your life in prison, you're 60 years, you're in there. For 60 years, you have to think about what you did to deserve that. And that, to me, is more punishment than killing them off.
See, what's ridiculous is that I want to not have to pay for that. And then what Kelly's argument would be, and I'm not saying that it's wrong, is that it actually costs more to put somebody to death than it does to do that. But with all the legal machinations that happen behind the scenes.
Plenty of people on death row, they found out later, were not guilty.
Yeah.
That's a small problem.
Just a
small problem.
Fair and accurate point.
If you have, on video, I have Greg... Without a shadow of a doubt.
Right. They catch you red-handed.
Catch you doing
you've got
something.
The gun in your hand.
I'm talking something huge.
Right.
Why is this? We got to go through the court. No. You know what? You shoot them and you charge the family the 25 cents for the bullet or whatever it is, and it's done.
And I'm that guy that, you know, if it's like that, with ironclad, you know, I'm sorry. I wouldn't give you 10 years. It would be done expeditiously. But Kelly's right. There have been people that have put on death row that indeed were not guilty.
There are a lot of people in jail that are not guilty, too. Yeah.
I stepped out for a second. I had to get the front door. But right now, Sadie for criminology has to watch the Peacock special that they did on John Wayne Gacy. Sure. And they were talking that in his time in there, he liked it because he's the type of person that can control people, and he worked his way up the chain and had a better life in prison than he did when he was out in the real world.
Are notorious, I don't know who to ask this question of, notorious criminals, are they celebrities in prison? Are they treated different? Is it harder
not
for them?
Because child molesters, sometimes they're done.
Yeah, anybody that does that, or a rapist or any of that, there's none of that shit. But
I know the Unabomber is across the hallway from the Olympic bomber.
Well, he died, didn't he?
I know at some point they were across the hall from each other, and the Unabomber did not talk to anybody.
It's funny when you said Olympic bomber, I thought Richard Jewell. How unfair is that? Right? Brutal. That guy who did not do it, was accused of it, and ruined
his
life.
You know,
that movie is so good.
I
did not see the Clint Eastwood one.
You should.
I want to.
It's really good.
I saw the Netflix one, and my stomach just bottomed out for this guy.
Ted Kaczynski's still alive. Thought he bought it.
But the Richard Jewell, you know.
Yeah.
That was just such a sad story. So.
All right. Well, there you go. I think when it comes to Clint Eastwood movies, for me personally, it's hit or miss. Like,
really?
I will watch Gran Torino. No, Gran Torino. Loved it.
Yeah.
I know he did a World War II movie. Loved it. But then he did one
Flags of Our Fathers and Iwo Jima.
I mean, amazing movies. But then there's the one about the people on a train that stopped, or they were involved in.
They stopped a terrorist attack.
I thought that movie was like, okay.
I thought it was horrible.
Okay. See, so you're, and the one about the mule. I got halfway through that.
Dude, he's a drug mule. That was a great movie.
And I didn't like it.
Oh, my God. He was mule and coke. Drugs, Kelly. Yeah.
Okay. He was great.
And I mean, and I just felt like, oh, my God, that's like somebody's grandfather doing drugs.
I will agree. Whatever the train was, the time, 13, whatever, that was a bad movie.
Yeah.
Bad movie. But he's allowed a misstep because he's got so many great ones.
He's the man.
You know. So, all right. Well, anyway, what are we going to talk about here on the Buzz 24/7? Now it's feeling like it should be a Thursday. Now I'm beginning to have the Laura thing she had last week.
I had it last week. I don't want it this week.
You know, yesterday, man, I couldn't put. You asked me to tie my shoes, I'd have screwed it up and wiped out and bashed my teeth on a friggin' corner of a desk. That was the kind of day I was having yesterday.
I just showed Greg a little while ago, Kelly. I found the Holy Grail on Instagram. Peter North, one and only.
I know he's a porn actor.
You double tap that, and you're following it, and then your picture goes up and says, "I'm following Peter North."
I'm ashamed of that.
I would think he would be.
Dude, the guy's legendary for what he does.
He's who has had sex with like thousands of women.
Yeah, but that's not what he's famous for.
No,
I'm saying. Yes, and yes. I'm not going to say it.
The flying kid.
Yeah, exactly. You don't
want to get that.
Yeah, okay. Well, you go ahead and you follow him. That's follow.
But, dude, I found that and I just took a picture of it and sent it to my buddies. I'm like, the Holy Grail has been found.
Oh, my God. He's finally on. Peter North is finally on Instagram.
Yep.
And read to me his little bio because
Peter North,
wants you to know.
The one and only retired actor.
Yep.
This is the official Peter North Instagram page, and it's managed by me. And it's funny because he's only got like four posts, and he's following like seven people, and he's had so much plastic surgery done.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny.
So he's not acting anymore?
No.
Yeah, but it's the real
probably
one.
Can't get the it real up him. Anymore. He's probably, it just can't happen.
Send him to Northeast Men's Health?
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
He's had sex so much with everything that nothing does it for him anymore.
All right, let me ask you. Yeah, that was what I was going to ask. When you've had a career in the adult film industry, everything else just has to. Why? I mean, is it even interesting?
Yeah.
And that's a serious question.
That's a job.
Yeah, you're not having sex with somebody you
love
have
and
a
you care
lust
about.
Okay. So probably sometimes you do, but
it's a job. It's a job. So you go into it with a different mindset. You go into it as this is what I'm doing to work. It's you're acting, and you can act like you're
maybe
the best
for a woman. But I'm sorry. That guy's walking out of there and high-fiving people and going to the bar that night and going, yeah, so I just, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, yeah, I just had to have sex with Krista Canyon. And he's considered a hero. I don't think that guy's going,
hero. Somebody's going to have a problem.
Hero's a lot. Hero's Chris Neal. I don't know if he's a hero.
In the porno world in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it was huge.
Yeah, I would say just disgusting.
Somewhat, but in California, in Los Angeles, I mean, some of these guys were, I'm sorry, for lack of gods, rock
gods
stars.
To who though?
But also,
other guys,
as you know, you know just as well as I do, some of them are friggin' dirtbag train wrecks, right? Ron Jeremy to be a dirtbag train wreck.
Was a guy that went from everybody was like, oh my God, Ron.
We had him on many times.
He was on every
Not
guest
everybody.
List. Okay, not
everybody.
Okay,
people still have a problem.
Oh yeah, there are people that have a problem.
You know, greasy guy said sex with me. No,
But come on now, Peter North has sex with whatever 18,000 women. At some point, I think it's reasonable to think, what's he going to do? Like, you know, maybe he's just, he must get tired of it. I mean, just like, seriously.
I think Peter had to go into...
Step away? Rehab?
No, I think he went into, not with just women anymore. Because I think it just, after a while, did not really do it for
him.
He
did
anymore.
Dudes?
So I think he's the guy that... Because
I don't,
you're going to realize, in a porno movie, Laura's going to make 1,000, you're going to make about 400. The women get paid all the money.
Right.
So the guys, after a while, had to, you know, go do crazier things to make more money in that industry. Just like if the woman decides to do crazier things, she gets more
money.
We'll
all take your word for it. Okay. You know, there's no question.
You're very knowledgeable on this information. I would go into it as, I'm an actress. This is my job. I'm getting paid, and I act the best I could. When I'm actually in love with somebody, then you turn off that. And I think women have that ability to be able to turn off the...
I don't think that, you know, the guy that was doing it is going, I'm falling in love. What he's saying to himself is, right now, in that time, I'm banging the hottest porno actress in the world, and I'm having sex with her. Whatever.
I don't know. I mean, you could be right. I'm sure that's right for some people, but I'm sure the other is also true for others. You know what I mean? I mean, there was a period of time when we had, you know, porno stars on the show, you know, and off the air, on the air, they let you ask them anything, and they were always great. I mean, we never had. I think there was only one person, if I remember right, who was less than kind of cooperative. Not that she was mean or anything, just that she just didn't really. But there are some people that have a really good handle on it. Like, this is just a business. I'm doing this
right,
for 5 years, and then I'm out. And they're not hooked on drugs, and they don't have weird problems. It's just, hey, this is my body, and I have the power to do with it what I want.
This is my job, and I'm going to get through.
There's that. And you can ask them anything, and they'll answer it. And it's really cool to have somebody that's at home with everything.
I think I would be good at that, because I'm good at answering. I'm just very honest.
And I think it's safe to say a majority of them go, I'm going to do this for 5 years. And then they stop for a little while, and they go, well, where do I go from here? Because my face was all over the place.
In that time, you were labeled as a porn actress, and that was it.
Yeah.
You were very always seldom seen through those
did
lenses.
You make the jump over
right.
and go, well, you know, I did porn, hardcore porn for 10 years. Now I'm going to ABC. ABC wasn't, it wasn't going to happen.
What was it? Tracy Lords was original. She was the first one to jump over and be, she did movies like Hairspray, that guy, Roger Waters movies. She did a couple of those. Johnny Depp played a guy with a tear in his eye. What was that called? Do you know the movie I'm talking about?
I can't look up anything Tracy Lords on the computer.
It was a legit movie. Johnny Depp was in it. He had a teardrop.
Tracy Lords was also in the first Blade movie.
Yeah.
A very small role.
Yeah. And that was a big deal because she was a porno actress going legit.
Yep.
And then there was Sasha Grey, who was on Entourage. And
who'd she play on Entourage?
She played Sasha Grey.
Oh, she played
I mean, but she was, it was any, you know, anytime an adult actor or actress switches over to, you know, mainstream, you know, movies and stuff like that, it got noticed. And, but other than that, that's it. You know, sooner or later, they're out. Next thing you know, they're playing local clubs that don't show their nipples.
And I mean, like, Jenna Jameson was the first one that went, that took it to, like, a whole new level with JennaJameson.com.
And she got out now.
She
got out.
Yeah.
Right? She got an OnlyFans now?
I don't know. Okay. I think she's out.
All right. Well, there's your porn update, Laura, in case there's anything you want to know about the porn
world. I always
told
you, Laura, we could make a ton of money off you.
I know, but I think I'm getting too old.
It all started with Peter North's Instagram account, which Roadkill is celebrating.
You say you're too old, but see, that's what people... Not you're too old. People are into the normal, everyday girl now. That's what sells.
The mom.
The woman across the street.
38-year-old mom.
Scotty's like the porno director who's looking for talent.
No,
you know what I mean?
Can I ask, how many hours of porn do you still look at a week?
In a week, none. None. Absolutely.
He's logged enough hours behind the wheel.
Yeah, but I
he doesn't
have
to go week to week.
I always found the porn industry in its day very interesting because I know people... You read about people who invested money in a video company and made so much money. I never wanted to do it. Oh, my God. But to me, in its time, was an industry, yes, very dirty, very grimy, but there was money in it.
I will say that when I went out to California, last time I went out to Hollywood, when I went to see Dancing with the Stars with Valerie, across the street from our hotel, was the Vivid headquarters. Mm-hmm. So I look out my window and I look down. I took a picture of it. I sent it to you. Yep. I'm like, holy shit, look what's right across the street. That is the porn, the biggest porn company, I believe. Right?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a little gray, nondescript building.
I mean, because these days, who's paying for it? You can go online, type in anything except in your work computer, right. And you can see it. Nobody's paying for it anymore.
Right. Don't pay for it, Kelly.
Just do the ads, I guess.
Don't ever pay for it.
No. Okay? You don't pay to have your laundry done. Mm. You don't pay to have your trash picked up. And you don't pay for porn. Come on.
Some people don't have a dumpster, so they...
I know, but there's other ways
to have to pay for their trash.
I know, but there's dumpsters
out there. No, don't dump it any other way. Don't dump
it. No, I'm not saying you dump it in the woods. I'm saying there's dumpsters out there with no locks on them. Just got to find them.
You get caught.
Okay.
You know, none of this deep dive into the porno industry is...
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, there's some leftover stuff that all seems really unimportant.
Because we just learned a lot.
At this point. I would have loved to have seen Laura... sit down with Lisa Lips or Shayla DeVoe.
Why? Do you think I'd be uncomfortable?
Remember? No.
No, I don't. I don't think you'd be uncomfortable at all. You can hold your own with anybody.
Yeah.
But I mean, and just to watch you ask them the questions.
Oh, I would ask them everything, yeah.
I know, and I'd love to see you do that. Because Laura doesn't...
Because I think you guys are a lot alike, except you've been with two and they've been with 2 million.
Well, no, but we're very open, and we, like you said, that they would come in here and answer any questions. That's pretty much, you sometimes tell me to, maybe I should refrain from saying everything that I say because I
don't think you're
disclose a lot of stuff.
I don't think you're as open as they are.
Well, that's between the legs. but
there are, of the people that I've got had the opportunity to meet in that business, some of them are very nice and very smart, and some of them are battling demons that you can't fathom.
Yep. Mm.
And that's ugly, and it hurts to see. I don't care who you are. You could sit there and go, oh, they deserve it. They got... No. This is, they're dealing with shit that we can't even fathom for a lifetime of it. You know what I mean? And that's ugly. But there are some people that are just like normal. Like you could chill and hang out. Why wouldn't you? You know? Housewife Kelly is I don't think she's a porno star, but she's in she's got a website.
I mean,
her husband do it together.
These days, what comes after the word porn? Porn star. It's like you could make one movie.
Mm. All right, well, anyway.
Kelly Brown's a porno star. Bang.
You think I could do it?
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah.
You're the clown feet killer.
He'd be like Howie Bruiser. You know what I mean? That would be his name, Howie Bruiser.
Busta Hyman.
No, that's too used.
Okay.
You know, that's
all
so
right.
So cliche.
All right.
Howie Bruiser, though.
That's a good one.
Come on, yeah. Howie Bruiser. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I don't want to bruise anybody.
No, I know, but I'm saying with those feet, you know, I'm just simply saying.
You could do parody ones when you dress up as superheroes.
Dude, Howie Felter. That was your
Pat
news
McCrotch,
name. Pat McCrotch is also another good one. All right, well, anyway.
I Need a Ding Dong is me.
That would be Alora's name.
Yep, that's what you guys called me. I Need a Ding.
Rokia would be...
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Blazer McNutt or something like that. You know what I mean? It would be something like that. Blazer.
Yeah.
Like some unusual name. You'd look at him and go, wow.
Wow.
Brazzer McNutt.
No, Brazzer... I think that is a company, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So I read that and I didn't
this was enjoyable.
That. Yeah,
this was good.
Learn that on the interwebs. There's never a rabbit hole there. Speaking of that, one of the things that I put aside to talk about is open relationships. And I just mentioned Housewife Kelly, right? And they're really nice. They're nice people in an open relationship. Right? And a lot of times the camera's rolling. All right, good for them. I don't know as though I could do it. And the reason is, I think, and it's interesting that this came out today in a brand new article, but The thing about being in an open relationship, where that means you're with somebody, you're in love with them, but you can you know, taste the fruit of other, you know, yep. other fruit, whatever. Shop around. You can do it freely on your own thing. But the thing about an open relationship, and I don't know if anybody thinks about this when you're thinking about asking about it, is should the relationship come to an end? Laura, Roadkill, you guys are in an open relationship.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Hello,
right?
Cupcake.
Well, I'm pretending that we're in a relationship together.
Right.
And we're open.
You just had sex with another guy. Maybe he delivered your mail.
I'm not kissing you on the mouth.
Okay. And
it's
Scotty.
Okay. I hope you liked watching.
Scotty just got back from the drive-thru where he literally drove through. You know what I'm saying? With some young woman behind the counter.
Loved seeing that.
Right. So let's say the relationship goes south and then Laura says, we're going to break up. It's not for me anymore.
Me and her.
Yeah. I feel tied down. What she's really telling you is that she doesn't want to play the field because she's already being allowed to play the field. What she's saying is, I want everybody.
Just not you.
But you.
I'm not even going to throw back some charity.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right. What that is. It's like, I'll still have sex with everybody. But
I need a break from you. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the danger.
Sorry, honey.
9,400.
But it was good while it lasted.
It was amazing while it lasted.
9,400 Americans were asked how interested they'd be in an open relationship, which you could date more than one person simultaneously and have sex with one person or more simultaneously. 28% of Americans say they'd be interested, including 1 in 7 who say they'd be, very interested. I think stuff like that is loaded with things people don't expect. Like when they think, oh my God, I want nothing more than to have a threesome. Then you deal with that jealousy issue.
I noticed that you were paying more attention to Barbara than you were me.
There's so many places to get tripped up, you know? And that's coming from, obviously, a paranoid guy, which I am.
It takes a very special person to watch the person they love
do that with
get whaled away on by somebody else.
Whaled away. That's aggressive.
Okay. All right.
It's aggressive.
Ping-ponged around.
Also aggressive.
Okay.
Okay?
Slowly made love to.
There you go. There you go. With a story.
With a story. Greg wants a story in any of his pornos.
13% of people say they're not interested at all. Kelly, 52% say zero. Zero interest in the open relationship. Too much pressure. It's a coin flip. Men are much more likely than women to say they are interested in an open relationship. Yeah. But I don't want a dude coming in there.
All of a sudden, the guy comes in with a pipe cleaner.
Yeah.
And you're like,
that's the last thing I want.
Shit.
You know?
I guess I'm the opening band.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Why'd we choose him?
Two pumps and a squirt, and you bring in Lance Armstrong.
Oh, God. Well, anyway, none of this other stuff that we were really going to talk about makes a.
We can always save that for tomorrow.
Yeah, awesome.
Right? What do we have tomorrow?
Save it for tomorrow. We got a busy show tomorrow, actually. Scal is early. Then we got Jimmy Dunn, and. Going to do Buzzword, and I was going to ask, I'm going to let you in on something I was going to ask tomorrow. Psst. This is your homework assignment. Psst. Okay? What's the stupidest thing you ever lost a friend over? Something stupid that happened between the two of you, and you are now no longer friends. Oof. Okay? I made one comment. One comment.
Must have been mean.
It was a joking around comment, and someone I thought was a friend hasn't spoken to me since.
Aww.
And wait till you hear what the comment was. Because you're thinking, well, it's got to be devastatingly mean. When you hear it, you're going to go, what?
Or really truthful.
Oh, it was truthful.
And that's what hurts.
It was truthful, but it wasn't that mean. When you hear it, you're going to go, that's the dumbest thing ever. Hasn't spoken to me since. So, have you ever lost a friend over something really, really stupid?
Did a bad text,
Maybe a disagreement, a bad text, or maybe it was somebody acted like an idiot in public and you called them out on it. Friendship over, right?
Oof. All of a sudden, that's you add alcohol to somebody you've never seen drink and you're like, you're a dick.
We're
done. I'm out of here.
We're done, right? So think about it in your own lives. We'll talk about it tomorrow. It could be the trust tree, no names, all right? Hope you enjoyed the porno talk.
Everybody.
Yeah, it was great. Learned so much. I'm going to go do a porno.
Make
some extra cash.
Great day, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.